So we have come to agenda item 6.4, which is discussion of possible action on the recommendation for the sixth regional cycle, excuse me, technical consultant for Brazos G. Since I have a representative for everybody here again, I want to say thank you to each one of you for applying, and thank each one of you for coming and being here today. And for those of you, all of you had to wait a little while, so thank you. We have three very qualified firms, and I've told each one of y'all, y'all didn't make our job very easy, but we are going to now deliberate and try to come up with a recommendation to the whole group for our next technical consultant for this next plan. And that will be just a recommendation. The group can take our recommendation and approve it, or the group can not approve it, say go start over, or they can make a motion for any one of y'all that we didn't recommend, because it's their prerogative of what they want to do. So with that, I'll open the floor for discussion to the committee for any discussion you have. All I hear is a squeaking of a chair. I already told everybody it's going to be a hard decision.
Well, I thought we saw three really good presentations.
We did.
I thought we saw three different presentations. I thought the Corollo group was very strong. I thought they focused on strategy moving forward. They said a lot of things that I wanted to hear based on conflict, because I think conflict is going to be a real big thing. Conflict resolution is going to be a real big thing moving forward, and not necessarily as a lot of people talk about it from region G to region H or region this to region that. I think it's going to become more of a conflict as Texas water planners deal more with growth and Texas water planners deal more with studies that look at firm yield and look at water availability, and we begin to get our hands around tough decisions that are going to be made in Texas water planning. I would say this, I'm not trying to lecture, but the days of the easy water plans are over. We have a shortage in a lot of our basins, and we've got to figure out how we're going to meet that supply and that demand and move forward. So I thought Corolla did an excellent job. I thought HDR focused a lot on some improvements on their process. I thought they focused a lot on their experience, and they focused a lot on public outreach, which I still think the public outreach component is huge, because at least from the BRA's perspective, in the future, as we develop more water and it becomes time to make that water available, we're going to look at those that are in the state water plan to be eligible to acquire that water. So getting those smaller WUGs and those more less sophisticated folks involved is going to be really big as far as that goes. I thought the last group, LRE and LAN, I thought they did an excellent job thinking kind of outside the box a little bit. I was really, really impressed with the PR strategy. As I mentioned, the PR strategy was similar to that of what I saw when I was a voting member on Region H. In that, you've got your group of folks that are working on the science and the numbers, and then you have other folks that are just focused on how to make that information more accessible and understandable to the general public that needs to get involved. So, and then again, some of the new strategies that you guys had, I thought were really, really good too. So that would kind of be my assessment of the three and the differences in the three. Now, I'll start with the tough stuff. When I got to the BRA, I've been to the BRA 100 years. When I took over, one of the things that I wanted to do was look at where we had folks that were evaluating what we were doing, and they had been there a long time. And I immediately changed our internal auditor that had been with us for more than 10 years. We soon thereafter changed our investment planner for one of our retirement programs that's closed because they had been there longer than 10 years. So one of my concerns with HDR moving forward is the sheer fact that we've had someone doing the same plan for more than 10 years. And if I were the king in the world of Texas Water Development Board, I would have a rule that says nobody gets to do it more than 10 years. So that's one of my concerns about moving forward with HDR is just the sheer fact that, yes, while that experience is a benefit, it is also, I think it's time to look at a fresh set of eyes on our water plan. And if I'm lucky enough to be here in 10 years, whoever we choose, I'll be telling you in 10 years, I just replaced the auditor. It's time to do that again. So that's one of my, of the pros and cons. That's one of my cons for HDR. I will tell you that I think they've done an excellent job. I think they've been very receptive to the group as far as the improvements they've made, the water plans that they've produced, the interaction with the WUGs, I think has been exceptional. I just think that's my one concern.
I'll follow. I want to say, again, thanks to everybody who presented and put time, effort, and resources into being here. And I realize it's a significant, all of those are significant, so thank you again. I approach it similar, but a little different in terms of just as I read through the responses to the RFP, or the RFQ and the presentations today, I was kind of looking at, okay, what's the strong points, what's the not so strong points from each of the firms and each of the presentations. So from Corolla, I mean, my thought was the Region D experience that they have and bring to the table is very strong. It comes from a region that, from what little I know of that, but a region that probably has some of those challenges that are heading our way in terms of conflicts. And I don't know about conflict resolution. I think conflict and water are inevitable, that there's no getting around that. So it's not going to be resolution. It's going to be conflict management from my standpoint. But again, I think the Region D experience would be very valuable from our standpoint. I think they're a very strong team, very deep team. With HDR, I had exactly the same comments or notes that David had. What I put down was a strong point was continuity, and the continuity that they bring and have brought to Region G is both a strong point and a not so strong point. And which leads me to LRE, which a strong point, which they listed, I think, very first on their presentation, was freshness, was the word that I wrote down. A new set of eyes, a new approach, potentially, although the approach and the structure and the timeline of this whole process is very structured and very mandated in many ways in terms of what we have to do, when we have to do it, almost how we have to do it. There still is some benefits from my standpoint to having a fresh set of eyes periodically look at, even if it's the same thing, because you can look at the same thing from a different perspective and get a different perspective about what you're doing and how you're doing it. So again, I think the fresh set of eyes is a certainly a strong suit for LRE and Corolla for that matter too, in terms of, again, not having done it for the same period of time, but those are my general comments.
Mike, Gail, any thoughts?
Strong presentation from Carrillo, HDR, LRE. They all bring a lot to the table. He mentions the DX issue. I know HDR had the one issue with Region O, and they're back. After 5 years, they're back as the consultant for Region O. So that experience was a change, and then they went back to what they had. So a known quantity. So there's a lot to be said for any of the three. There's no question about that.
Well, I say generally, as a sports enthusiast, it's always difficult to be number one. Corolla, you came out with your A-team, and then the others came out with their A-team. So it made life real simple for us. With Corolla, I agree with the others. Based on having been with the Interregional Council, the creativity and looking at conflict and the past experiences that tell you what not to do with conflict is incredibly invaluable. And we're going to need that going forward, because I agree with you, David, it's a matter of water management. There, if this were whiskey, it might be different, but it's not. I appreciated the experiences with various regions that Corolla brought to the table. HDR is extremely responsive. I mean, whenever anyone on Region G is asked of them, can you do this? Somehow the rabbit comes out of the hat and they do it. And usually it's poor David who's up there trying to explain it, even though people are saying, maybe I'd like that cooked rabbit, or maybe I'd like a fricasseed. He does an excellent job of breaking it down. The concern I have is not so much from the HDR side of it, continuity. It's that the members of Region G have become reliant on that relationship and may not be challenging HDR as much to push it to continue in its role for excellence. And at the same time, whenever there's some gnarly issue, the context that HDR has have been very helpful in helping us navigate how we as a group, a very large group, 37 counties, 37, well, no, 100 perspectives in 37 counties. And that has been invaluable. LRE, fun came to mind. And that is that it's not just freshness, that F stands for fun. That is, you may not have the experience of the planning site, being lead consultant for a planning cycle, but you have so much underbelly experience, and that's invaluable as well. So I don't think a wrong decision can be made by the group, because I think we have people with different skill sets coming to the table with different talents that they're offering, but the burden still is on the group to make sure that we extract out of whoever we choose the best that they can be. I felt with Corolla and with LRE, because they don't have any past experience, they're going to be vying to be the best. With HDR, you kind of know who we are, but there's a complacency that might be underpinning that on our side, not your side. So that's how I kind of viewed this this choice we're confronting.
Oh, y'all had notes. I don't have any. And I have one of y'all's notes. Oh, you don't either? So that means I have to wing it. There were three good presentations and three strong firms. I think Gail was right when she said at the end, I think if whatever decision that the group makes, I don't think that it'll be a bad decision or a wrong decision. I've heard what y'all's point of view, and I'm thankful for your candidness and hearing those points of view. I guess Corolla seems fairly strong. I like the presentation. I like what the way they came about and in their application, and I think y'all would be very capable. Same with LRE. I guess I would put it this way, personally, in my opinion. HDR, I feel, has done us a good job. And we're getting a new project manager. It won't be the same project manager that we've had. And other people are moving up into different roles at HDR. If we choose them. I guess I would say it this way, that and this has nothing to do with LRE or Corolla's abilities and experience and expertise. You haven't quite convinced me enough to push HDR out, if I can say it that way, to replace HDR. Like I said, they've done a good job for us. And I've said this twice because I've been the chairman with two plans that I feel that what this group, Brazos G, working with our technical consultant, but Brazos G, that we have a excellent plan, one that I would put up against any other region's plan. And I've said that every time when we have approved our plan. And I stand by that. Not that y'all can't, and not that Corolla can't work with us and have an excellent plan. That's not what I'm saying. Except I'm just saying that I feel that we have had a good plan. Are there room for improvements? Absolutely. I think there's room for improvement. But that would be with anybody, whoever our technical consultant was. I was encouraged with HDR's presentation about some of the things that they wanted to change and improve and put forward. So, but I'm like Gail, whatever our recommendation is and whatever the group ultimately decides, I don't think it's going to be a wrong choice, wrong decision. So, but my opinion is I'm leaning towards HDR, so.
I make a motion, we hire Corolla.
All right, I have a motion from David Collinsworth. I need a second to that motion.
Second.
Who said it first?
Everybody.
All right, so a motion by David Collinsworth and second by Judge Blackburn. Just in my notes. To make a recommendation, can I say this for you? To make a recommendation to the full Brazos G group of technical consultants for the next round of planning of Corolla engineer, is it engineers?
Yes, sir.
Corolla engineering. Is that what you want your motion to be?
So, and, yes, so agreed.
And that's what you want your second to be? Okay. Any other discussion? All right, all those in favor say yes.
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 I abstain. So it passes. So what we'll do, since y'all are still here at the June 23rd meeting, the executive committee will make a recommendation to the whole group for Corolla engineers to be our technical consultant for the next round of water planning. And the whole group can then, they can vote on that and pass it. They can vote on that and vote it down. They can amend it, put somebody else's name in there. Or they can throw the whole thing back and say, y'all go out, try again. So, but that's where we are. I want to thank each of you again for all your hard work and for waiting. I'm sorry that it took so long. I didn't anticipate, but it took long because you were all good firms. And we were trying our best to vet out which one we were going to choose. And that just takes lots of questions. So thank you. And I would encourage, if you can, at least the representative to be at the next meeting in case there is questions, et cetera. Okay. Y'all are welcome to stay. We have three more agenda items, or you're welcome to leave. That is entirely up to you. Again, thank you. Okay.